You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM. This show's called Phoning It In. My name's Elisa Rocket. Every week we call up a band on the phone and they play a live set over the phone, over the radio. And today I've made my very first international call ever in my life to Dublin, Ireland, for No Monster Club with Bobby. You there, Bobby?
Yeah, that's great to hear. Is this literally your first ever international phone call,
dude,
not even on the show?
It took me like 10 minutes to try and figure out how to dial out of the university, because we're at University of California, Davis. And it's kind of a funny phone system. And I think you gave me a couple extra zeros in the phone number that were kind of unnecessary.
Oh, right. I thought it was two, but I don't know. I've never been to America, so I've certainly never called from America either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's pretty
cool. It's a real shame.
Anyways, I'm excited to have a band so far away.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Like, that's I hope we're not racking up a massive bill. We'll be as quick as we can.
You got half an hour. I'm not cutting you short, don't worry.
Excellent.
So Bobby, do you wanna introduce the rest of your band?
We got Mark Chester on the chord organ over there. Say hello.
Hello.
And Paddy Hanna with he's got a tambourine, he's got a cardboard box with two towels. On top of it, they're towels which he got from the American Embassy today. He was in the American Embassy in Dublin for to celebrate Independence Day. For what? Why were you there, Paddy? Because he got a free ticket. And because he loved America, of course. USA, USA. And then there's me. I'm Bobby. Hi.
Hi. So we were just talking, Ireland doesn't have an Independence Day?
Yeah,
that's
news to me. I thought we did, but I just asked someone here, and apparently we don't.
Well,
so we decided
like
we were going to share the 4th of July with you guys.
Well, thank you. What's like the biggest party holiday in
thank
Ireland?
Thank you. I'm just robbing your day.
I'm glad to share it.
All right, cool. It's nice to have someone to share things with.
What's the biggest party holiday in Ireland?
Leprechaun Day.
Oh, yeah. That's my birthday, actually.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's a big party day for me too.
March 17th. Yeah, that's a bit of an embarrassing day because things get a little bit over the top, a little bit too rowdy.
Yeah, well, here too.
I was working this St. Patrick's Day, and we had to close the work. We had to close the place. Well, we had to close the place early because there was like a group of girls from America, and they were trying to get me to go into the toilet with them to take a photo of us together. So I was a little bit perturbed by the whole thing. I was a little bit shaken. So
where do you
they
work?
Closed the National Leprechaun Museum.
Awesome.
I'm serious. I do work there.
That's rad. That sucks. That they got out of control.
Yeah, they did. They were up in the giant's chair for too long.
So I don't want to eat up too much of your time. You want to start off with a song, and we'll see how it sounds.
All right, cool. We're gonna do the last bottle in the world first. But just give me a second, because I gotta put the phone down.
Okay,
and
but
then go over to my seat. Just 1 sec.
Can you tell me what the songs are called as you go along? Lost them.
Are you ready?
Woo!
subside. Oh, I was a fool that night for leaving my mind with humans that kind. They counted my ribs, they count right. I drink from the last bottle in the world with you. It's great to have brains last night, I count it too. Maybe it's my mind or maybe it's caffeine, but this is the best place I've ever been. Where we're stopping
where he used to wander this town. Oh,
Hey, how's it going over there?
Hey, it's sounding really good.
Yeah, is it sounding okay? Should we like move our chairs, anyone's chair, closer to the mic, to the phone, or anything?
No, I think it sounds good the way it is.
Oh, that's perfect. And just so you know, like when Mark was playing the chord organ in that one, he was playing at one stage with just his left hand while he waved a miniature American flag in his right hand, and it was really patriotic. And I think you guys would have loved it if this was a video show.
Oh yeah, we should have set up a webcam or something. Maybe in the future we can work on that.
We're on chat roulette if you keep an eye out for us.
Well, I'm glad you guys are so patriotic, even though. I feel like you're being way
even
more
though I've never been to America. See, that's the thing. We need to go to America, right? And I need to get to America soon.
Yeah.
They'd
be here.
Totally.
I'll set you up some shows.
Oh, really? Okay, well, there you go. A shout out to whoever is in charge of bringing Bobby to America there.
Yeah.
And Mark and Patty, of course.
Have you guys toured around Ireland a lot, or any other parts of Europe?
Ireland, not so much Ireland. We play every now and again in Dublin, and we played in Belfast a couple of times. But that's all we've played in Ireland. We just came back from a European tour where we were playing in Switzerland, and Italy, and France, and Spain. But you know, we're going for the bigger fish. Ireland's a bit small to go. Like you go and play Cork or something. Cork's probably like Cork the second or third biggest city in Ireland? Third? It's the third biggest city in Ireland. Like you could go and play a gig there, and there'd probably be like, you know, I don't know how many people would be there, but there's not a lot of people who'd probably be interested in that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very low target market, I think, in Ireland. So Dublin's pretty much it.
Gotta come to California.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few. There's a Dublin, California.
There is, actually.
You could play Dublin in California. We could only play places.
I don't know if any more people would come to shows in Dublin, California than in Dublin, Ireland.
Really?
I mean, all I know about Dublin, California is there's like a transit stop there for the BART.
Transit
which is
stop?
Like the
we
San
play on
Francisco
the transit
Bay
stop.
Area.
Play in the back
like
of a train. Wait, transit a truck or a train?
Train.
Oh, yeah, we could play in the back of a train. yeah, well, I think we need to build relations with Dublin, California anyway.
Sister cities.
It could be twin cities.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm curious, how did, Bobby, you emailed me about coming on Phoning It In. How did you know about the show?
I've heard a good few phoning it ins. I don't remember what the first one I would have heard was, but I know that there is, I released a couple of albums on a Dutch net label called Rack and Rune Records, and I know Andy's Airport of Love did a Phoning It In, and I know that Minor Constellations did as well, and they're both label mates, so to speak. So I think I might have actually heard it through Andy's Airport of Love first, and then I know a good friend of ours, SoCal, did one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I've heard plenty of the other ones, Claire Nothings and so forth.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to add you to the roster.
Well, it's great to be added to the roster. It's a great show.
Yeah, I love doing it. You want to try a couple more songs? Also, last two songs called?
The last two songs, the second one was called Electric Picnic, and the third one was called Up Sticks.
Up Sticks?
Up Sticks, yeah. And the next one we do is going to be called Kill All Creeps, and it's from our... We have an EP that we released, a split EP with an Italian lad called Panda Kid, and it's online for free on Bandcamp.
Oh,
so,
cool.
And
the first song you opened with is the one you have the music video for, right?
Yeah, it's called The Last Bottle in the World. There's a music video for that online, all right.
That's an awesome video. I like it a lot. Very summary.
Did you? I'm just wondering, like, do people watch that video and maybe think that that's us?
That it's what?
Like, that the three people in that video is, like, us?
I guess, yeah, I assumed that when I watched it.
Because we're a lot paler than those guys. Yeah, because I saw someone left a comment, someone I don't know left a comment on Facebook or something the other day, saying that these guys are so lovely or something, and I'm pretty certain they must think that the people in the video is us, because we're not all that lovely.
Well, you didn't have to say that. Now people know. Like, now that you've said it on the radio, you could have kept the ruse going.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, we should have pretended it was us, because if we played a show, I think people are more likely to go to shows with a girl in the band, aren't they? We need to get a girl. Or maybe we'll get the girl from the video.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure. Maybe not. I think it'd be a... I don't think we'd get on.
All right, so Kill All Creeps.
Kill All Creeps. Here we go. Okay.
Cool.
On my travels of yesterday, I got my brain in leaks. Let me make bombs as part of a culture, but tomorrow will see you like your best. And I have no excuses left. On my travels of yesterday, I got insane. Oh,
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Go for the next one. Next one's called The Adventure.
Johnson's playing a show in Sacramento tonight, so might go to that and go see some fireworks.
Brilliant.
Do the radio show.
Is Sacramento on the coast?
No, it's right about in the center, between the coast and the
What's like the best band from Sacramento? Granddaddy from Sacramento?
He's
from Sacramento.
Cake is from Sacramento. Tesla. The Deftones.
Oh, see, I know. Yeah,
Cake
Sacramento
is my favorite,
and
though.
Modesto, and where are the other places? Yeah, I always hear about them, but it's almost like they don't exist because I've never been there, you know?
You gotta go.
Woe is me.
So the new album that you guys are you recording it right now or?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're recording a new album with we've been recording it for a while. It's our Chinese Democracy. You know, we recorded the instruments for it a couple of months ago, and I just have to sing on it. But it's being produced by a friend of ours called Poggy, who lives down the countryside, and he's very good at producing, and it's going to be like really clean sort of. So I figured there's going to be a lot more kind of attention, not attention, but the lyrics will actually be audible this time. So
that is important.
It's kind of troubling me what exactly to sing. I know how I'm going to sing, I just don't know what I'm going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're finished recording that, well, then that'll, yeah, I don't know.
Do you have someone lined up to put it out already?
A couple of people have mentioned it. All right, like, we kind of have produced or have released, like, one thing on various labels, like release one EP on an Italian label, one EP on an Australian label, one EP on a like a British label and stuff. And I don't know, like, we kind of have a couple of options, but it'd be nice to release on kind of like a label that would be a step up or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a CD or vinyl or what?
I guess that's up to whoever wants to release it. I don't really care so much. Vinyl would be great, but it's very expensive.
Yeah.
But it won't be a tape, because it sounds too good to be released on a tape.
Too clean. Yeah, tapes are kind of made for the grungier stuff.
Yeah, I've done a few, and they're you can kind of tell which one's gonna be a tape and which one's gonna be a CD.
Mm-hmm.
This one would ideally be a vinyl, but I guess we'll just settle for a CD if nothing else,
mm-hmm.
or digital download, of course. Those
That's
things
no
are so
fun,
crisp
though.
Sounding.
Gotta put out a tangible format too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's a waste putting things online. It's like they don't exist.
So I think we have time for one more. Do you got another one in you?
Yeah, cool. We'll go for it now.
Cool.
Time for one more. Actually, is it just time for one more?
What?
How long have we been going for?
I think just under half an hour.
Okay, right, we'll go for one more then. Or just a second.
Try so hard, you might end up a world record holder or more. You catch your eyes down, pull your fists up, fudge them all, oh, fudge them all. I don't know anyone else who brings them all this fascination himself.
Thanks for coming on the show, you guys.
Thanks so much for calling us up. I hope we didn't cost you too much money at the station.
Don't worry about
we'll have to donate the phone
fundraiser next year.
Marathon, yeah.
So nomonsterclub.com, is that right?
Nomonsterclub.com, yeah.
And where?
Or if you're on MySpace, you know, Facebook, SoundCloud. I think we're very savvy, very social media savvy band. You know, get in touch however you can. Loads of free downloads on nomonsterclub.com, and all the videos and stuff are there as well.
And we got
really nice T-shirts.
You said there was a free album on Bandcamp, too.
Panda Kid Meet nomonsterclub.bandcamp.com. But there's nomonsterclub.com is probably the best place because it's got links to absolutely everything on it.
Okay.
So that's your one-stop shop for everything No Monster Club.
Cool. Well, Bobby, thanks for coming on. And
thanks so much for having us.
I'm curious about coming to California. I'll hook you guys up.
That would be brilliant. We definitely need to. I think we're going to apply for CMJ in New York in October, in the fall. So maybe we'll be stateside then. Who knows?
Awesome.
That would be cool.
Well, I hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM. Again, my name's Lisa Rocket. The show's been Phoning It In, and you can hear the show online at phoningitin.net, where there's archives of hundreds of episodes up there. Check it out, and stay tuned for Maggie Cat and Michael Leahy.